תפילה. אנו מבקשים ממך, בורא כל העולמות.
We ask of you, creator of all the worlds, to reach the right connection between us, in which you could be revealed. May we acquire from you the intention in order to bestow, and a deep and complete understanding that there is none else besides you. Give our friends a great need for unconditional love of truth, pure love of truth like yours. Without your greatness and help, we would not be able to attain it. Amen. Asked during the lesson, I'd rather die than live.
Yes, in many cases, in many periods of time, and our work here and there, we feel such sensations that better my death than life. What am I living for? I can't do anything. I am in despair of my own forces. I don't see the goal, or that it appears to me as so distant that it's unattainable, and so on and so forth. It's also all these things come together to a time that we're learning about today, which is around the destruction of the first and second temple that occurred in Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. And thus, we've joined the study to this date. So let's learn and see what we need to do when there comes to us all sorts of thoughts and states. Why we need to go through them, to feel them, why they need to clothe in us and appear in us, and that we have no choice. Rather, on the way to truth, we need to go through each and every state and understand just how purposeful it is. Please.
I'd rather be dead than alive, selected excerpts from the sources. Number one, and now, Lord, please take my soul from me, for death is better.
Yes, Jonah the... The prophet said this. We also read the book of Jonah. And this is what he says. That he suffers so much. He doesn't explain what he suffers from. Yes, spiritual, physical, emotional. But he came truly to what's called that he couldn't take it anymore, yes? That he didn't want to live anymore in this because he doesn't see this state to be not good for now and not good for the future. Not for himself, not for others, and not for anything. And so then, take my life. That's what he's asking from the Creator. So first of all, we have to understand that such states, they too will pass on each and every one on his path to his end of correction.
Except number two, Rabash writes, when a person realizes that unless he obtains the desire to bestow, he will be separated from Kedusha, from holiness, and he has no hope of ever achieving spirituality, called adhesion with the Creator, but he will be constantly immersed in self-love and have no chance of entering Kedusha, holiness. And he will remain in the klipot, in the shells, and this pains him. And he says, in that case, I am better off dead than alive. This is called a real need. Then when a person prays that the Creator will grant him the vessels of bestowal, This is called a real need. And it's only this that we can attribute to the lower ones, meaning the lack, that he is lacking vessels of bestowal. This is called a kli, a vessel, meaning a need. And the filling for this, meaning the desire to bestow, belongs to the Creator. Again, number two. When a person realizes that unless he obtains a desire to bestow, he will be separated from holiness, and he has no hope of ever achieving spirituality called adhesion with the Creator, but he will be constantly immersed in self-love and have no chance of entering holiness, and he will remain in the klipot, and this pains him. And he says, in that case, I'm better off dead than alive. And this is called a real need. Then, when a person prays that the Creator will grant him the vessels of bestowal, this is called a real need. And it is only this that we can attribute to the lower ones, meaning the lack, that he is lacking vessels of bestowal. This is called a vessel, meaning a need. The filling for this, meaning the desire to bestow, belongs to the Creator. Let's see if we still don't feel it inside.
We need to worry, to care, to attain a true lack for spirituality, to see that it's not in our hands to attain it, even the lack, even the more so the spirituality itself. And by this, to tie ourselves more and more to the Creator, that from Him we can receive both the lack for spirituality and spirituality itself.
Significa legare noi stessi al gruppo e alla decina, ovviamente, cioè impegnarci di più.
Should we? Is praying to the Creator mean to tie ourselves to the group, to the ten? Is this the work, what you're saying?
Tie ourselves to the group, to the ten, in order that from the group and from the ten to turn to the Creator and to demand, to request. Recognize this first. What is the state that from with which we say, better my death than my life? I'd rather die than live.
It's just that you typically say in your, all your programs that death provides no solution for any problem and doesn't guarantee in the future, person's progress. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know if he's talking about this death that you're referring to. We're talking here about a prophet. A prophet is a person who's at a degree that he speaks with the Creator. He's called a prophet. That you'll find the answer accordingly.
Trying to depict that state, the person comes to awareness that if he won't attain the will to bestow, and so we wish to draw the light to be in that state.
Yes.
Try to understand. Let's say today I feel pain. So if I feel such pain, it's not a pain from the will to receive. Because I'm hurting because I can't bestow, I think. Where does this pain come from? Maybe this pain is because I'm not receiving to my will to receive. How do I know that it's the correct pain?
I'm requesting don't take too much time from others because you're not the only one here. There's thousands more. And so think, and feel, and later scrutinize well. First of all, on your own. I usually don't truly answer the questions. If a person is ready, he'll hear the answer. And if he's not ready, it won't happen. Look, Natze, I don't want to explain what's written here. You need to simply adhere to the excerpt and see just how much you can see yourself in it, for, against, how much, emotionally, and this will help you to advance. These things that are tied to the sensation of the Creator and the heart of the created being, they're very intimate, very personal. And so, to explain it in words, it won't help. Niv, read it again, number two.
Again, excerpt number two. Rabash writes, when a person realizes that unless he obtains the desire to bestow, he will be separated from holiness, and he has no hope of ever achieving spirituality, called adhesion with the Creator, but he will be constantly immersed.
And this they will attain the desire to bestow.
But he will be constantly immersed in self-love and have no chance of entering holiness. And he will remain in the klipot, in the shells, and this pains him. And he says, in that case, I'm better off dead than alive.
So we see from here, from what point he is saying, I'd rather die than live, that I cannot attain the quality of bestowal, love of others, adhesion through the friends to the Creator. If I don't attain this, I'd rather die than live. I'm ready to die right now, because I have nothing what to live for. Live only for this. Yes.
And this is called a real need. Then, when a person prays that the Creator will grant him the vessels of bestowal, this is called a real need. And it is only this that we can attribute to the lower ones.
Meaning to attain a true lack for connection with the group, with the ten, the greater, bigger group, in order to connect in the Creator and be aimed from man, group, Creator, this for him is his entire life.
Meaning the lack, that he is lacking vessels of bestowal. This is called a vessel, meaning a need. And the filling for this, meaning a desire to bestow, belongs to the Creator.
Meaning, we must arrange everything in our hands, and thus to connect ourselves to the Ten and to the Creator as much as possible, and to see our lives in this line. If we are in it, we're going towards life, going towards the goal. If not, then we are losing the path, and like Jonah the prophet, don't know where we are, where he is.
Thank you, Rav. How do we reach the true, a real need, a real deficiency?
By this, that we are fulfilling this condition from love of the created beings, meaning connection in the Ten, to love of the Creator, to connection with the Creator. In sum total, there is no more what to do and to say. Everything is explained.
Rabash writes, when a person is in a state where he is bare and destitute, it is considered that he has no life. When a person feels his faults and the future does not shine for him, that he will ever be able to satisfy his deficiencies, then that person says, I would rather die than live. By this we should interpret what is written, King David had no life. It means that the whole matter of the creation of the world was for the creatures to receive their delight and pleasure. Therefore, the order of the work is that first, a person must believe in the purpose of creation, that it is the Creator's will for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure.
Ken.
With the fact that the creature has to believe that he needs to receive all the good and pleasure. How is that related?
When a person is in a state that he feels, that's missing, that he feels that he is bare and destitute, that's how he feels, that he has nothing. It is considered that he has no life. It's not that he is missing all sorts of things in the world, yes, money, honor, no. Rather, bare and destitute, meaning for each and every desire, every thought, every plan, he has no answer. He doesn't see it in the future. Because when a person feels his faults, and the future does not shine, does not illuminate for him, that he will ever be able to satisfy his wants, then the person says, I would rather die than live. If not for today, if not for now, and not for the next, for tomorrow, then I have nothing, really. Not today, and not tomorrow, then it's not worthwhile to live, because a person lives in order to receive some fulfillment. Not in an egoistic manner, even in all sorts of manners. And in this, we should interpret what is by what is written, King David had no life. It means that the whole matter of the creation of the world was for the created beings to receive the delight and pleasure. Therefore, the order of the work is that first a person must believe in the purpose of creation, that it is the Creator's will for the created beings to receive delight and pleasure. And this we don't have. If a person doesn't see the present and doesn't see the future and doesn't have any hope, not in the present and not in the future, then truly then he says, better my death than life. Because we were born in order to fulfill ourselves, either on the intention to receive or the intention to bestow. But if we see nothing, not in the present and not in the future, then our vessel just brings us a sensation that's worse than death. Because in death, you feel nothing. And here you feel that you don't have, not for now, and not for later in the future, nothing. Meaning the sensation of the true lack. How to say this? It's the sensation of hell.
Why such a state is given to a person?
It's not entirely a state like this. Rather, in parts, it's like here and there, like all sorts of.
State in order to return to that?
Of course, that all the states we go through are only in this that we will acquire all the empty vessels and corrections upon them and fulfillment of them. Of course. But between here and there, in the meantime, we are in all sorts of states, that they are half empty or entirely empty, or that we can fulfill them in the future or cannot fulfill them. And then accordingly, we determine our state, good, bad, despair, with hope, and so on. And here the matter is how much in the worst state a person can organize for himself such support that if he is in emptiness in a private manner, then by connection with others in Arvut, he exits from this emptiness and specifically reaches fulfillment.
Спасибо, Раф. А как вот нам себя вести, если чувствуем, что даже Творец не может, не может?
How should we behave if we feel that even the Creator can't seemingly fill our deficiency? How to behave in this way, in this state?
Oh, that's very good. So you need to connect between you and demand from Him. So the Creator wants you to be closer to Him, that you'll connect, request, pray, that you'll reveal your connection with Him, and truly grasp Him, like a little child grabs onto his mother and demands from her that, and that such you'll you'll have that attitude to the Creator. He wants it. But you need together to reach connection between you. And then...
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот в этом состоянии человек как бы видит, что...
Good morning, Rav. In that state, a person sees...
Потому что он ощущает себя абсолютно.
That it goes against the purpose of creation because
и в духовном ничего, и он не
feels himself lacking meaning, corporeality and spirituality is not ready for the state. He cannot justify him, the Creator. And the solution from here is only to ask for salvation, for him to give you the spirit of life from above.
И чтобы дал силу.
He understands that. In self-reception, he wants nothing, only to have the powers to bestow. The question is, when the Creator saves him and gives him the spirit of life, so he will continue and be in adhesion, why the created being does not appreciate this moment?
If he's in the vessels of reception, then what illuminates to him, it illuminates. Then he appreciates or doesn't appreciate, needs it more, needs it less. It's important what he's appreciating, the connection with the Creator or what he received from Him, and so on. Could be that the Creator is checking him, like he's giving him like a penny, yes, 1 cent, and the person feels that he's tied to the Creator in 1 cent. And then there are those who received 1 cent, but they feel that they have a connection with the Creator. And that's important for them, like everything, more than everything. More than all the billions they would receive. It all depends on the person. Until a person begins to reveal importance. Everything to aim to strengthening of the ten, that it should connect with the Creator. There is nothing to get confused about here. The path is very simple. In some total, 2 stages, 2 steps, connection in the group, and within the group, connection with the Creator, that we reveal Him within the group. And to this we are yearning. Then all our actions that we could aim ourselves to that same direction, to the center of the ten, that from there, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, that's how we reveal and that's everything.
So we transform our impression to a new awakening from below. To investment in the friends, in the group.
Investment in connection. Investment in connection between us and with the Creator.
What?
That's it.
What exactly is investment in connection? It sounds really like a beginner's question, but What is investment in connection?
That's a question not for beginners. That's actually a question of advanced students. To invest in connection is called we want to depict from our efforts the result of what we will get of it. And this result is the image, the depiction of our connection that we are forming and establishing it between us, like we are sculpting it. And that's the Creator that we are building, making as a result of the connection between us, that we are connecting desires, tendencies, yearnings, things that are bothering you, all sorts of things, the connection between us, and then we get as a result the image of the Creator, the form of the Creator. That's how we need to see our work. As much as in our tendency, we all build the form of the Creator, the image of the Creator. To differentiate, like the children make out of the sand some doll, some sculpture. That's how we are building out of our tendencies towards one another. Good tendencies, tendencies of connection, love, participation, support. We are building from this in sum total the image of the Creator.
Rav,
I guess I'm used to living next to the quality of bestowal, but not truly attaining it. I'm like a rocket that has no power to exit the atmosphere. I'd rather die than live. Feels like special care that a person receives from the Creator. So what to do? To wait?
Not to wait. There's no reason to wait. Always continue.
Until
you discover true connection with the friends, and in it, you can begin to imagine your connection with the Creator. The Creator is concealed inside the connection with the friends. And that's why it's called a concealed God, Kel Mistater.
The force what we feel as love of friends, is that a step in revealing the Creator or between us? I mean, love is an attractive force in the time, which causes us to overcome obstacles and connect despite resistance. Is that force a revelation of the Creator?
Ken.
Yes. I like this old guy. He asks beautifully, simply, he wants to. The illumination of the Malchut is a great darkness that a person feels that there is no way before him. And you feel it in very special instances, and not everyone.
Rob,
Ken.
When in this moments, in this states of zero, I felt that nothing can repair my broken ego. They can give me $1 billion or the best food I love or the most beautiful woman in the world. Nothing can recover. But when I force myself to join a simple 10 meeting, when I sat half an hour without speaking, just presenting there, and I feel that I'm just turning back to life, and slowly it's, and Can we say that Creator wants to show that the only source of life is Him, not will to receive?
That's one thing, and the other thing is that when you connect to a spiritual source and not a corporeal source, money, wife, food, entertainment, it's all stuff you have on the level of this world. But if they will give you even a tiny illumination from a higher degree, that's already something totally different. Totally different. Hence, we have to try and get incorporated in the 10. And as you say, I enter the 10. I don't know why, but it's influencing me. It's not the friends are ready or are special or something. No, you're connecting to a spiritual degree, the spiritual light that exists between them, that they themselves might not be aware of, but you, who have a deficiency for it, you receive it and you feel the change. This is the best remedy for this state. Someone who's despaired, who sees no future, and so on. So forth. Keep going and you'll make it.
How do I reach the understanding that the Creator is the good that does good?
You reach that only when you cleave to the Creator spiritually, seriously, with a lot of chassadim and a lot of chokhmah. For the time being, we yearn for it. Sometimes we receive some illumination, not actual light, but an illumination, and that's how we advance. But all of this, we attain only.
Спасибо, Раф. А вот продолжение вопроса на Пьера.
Thank you, Rav. Continuing the question from Pierre, how to develop the love for the friends that it shall bring me to the Creator?
Constantly ask, why do I need connection with the friends, love of friends, help of friends? It's only so through that I'll reach connection with the Creator, help from the Creator, and so on and so forth. One enters the other. You cannot reach any contact with the Creator in any form unless it will be clothed in such a relationship with the friends.
Rafa, можно уточнить? Это в результат моей просьбы молитвы к Творцу?
If maybe we can be more precise. It's the result of my request to the Creator, to the service to the friend.
What they give you, we should take. The Creator is doing all the calculations. You need to connect with the friend, connect through them with the Creator, see everyone, you, the friends, the Creator, as existing in one system, in one mechanism, in one parzuf, one circle.
No. Questo è uno stato, è una specie di ricatto al Borè, cioè gli chiedo di togliermi.
I don't understand if better my death and life is like a threat we're doing to the Creator with Telegram, like take from me my life or give me the qualities of bestowal? Or is it a call for help that I'm asking the Creator to kill my will to receive?
This way and that way, you're correct. I can say, take the life you gave me and I want nothing and just erase me from existence. I can also say, no, I don't want this life that you gave me. Because I disagree with what you gave me. Meaning I want something else. There's more and more.
Truly a private lack?
When a person cannot come to a state where he establishes the vessel for the revelation of the Creator in order to give him contentment, this is the feeling of the ruin. Because by the house, a holy house, this is the vessel for the revelation of the Creator in order to give him joy. Contentment. If we can't do it, then this vessel remains in ruin.
But I need to feel that I feel sorry for it and sorrow for it? Or I need to feel it for the friends, for the Creator?
It's included, of course. There's no reason to even ask. It's always like that. I can't, it's not that I am feeling sorry because I'm not a vessel. It has to be the 10 that is connected with the Creator and that they can reach a state where the Creator provides the fulfillment and the 10 provides the vessel. If we don't have such a reciprocal relationship, the temple is ruined.
The question is, from my lack, that I feel this sorrow upon myself, this lack actually connects me with the lack of the 10?
My deficiency, the deficiency of the 10, it's already a deficiency from a different degree. And then a deficiency in general of the entire spiritual vessel relative to the Creator. Because we are now moving towards the complete redemption. For all the vessels the Creator created in Adam HaRishon will have to connect and unite
and
become a vessel for
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, есть вот такое прям явное ощущение, что мы все вместе одной ногой уже стоим в духу.
There's a very clear sensation that we are already like one leg in spirituality. What could we do to get the other leg to disconnect from the material and enter there together with the friends?
We need to disconnect ourselves from our corporeal image, leave this copy. You know, like you make Control C and Control V on a computer, or Command C, Command V on a Mac. When you copy yourself into spirituality, and in spirituality you exist, and everything has to do with the attainment of spiritual life. And there you work with all the friends. And in corporeality, you feel that you can dedicate to corporeality as much as needed in order to simply exist, necessarily. So, for the reason of that shall not be neither condemned nor praised, neither more nor less, in order to exist. But all of your existence, you attach and to connection and to the revelation of the Creator in order to give him contentment.
Like, it's like we're feeling up spirituality from the outside. But what can we do to really dive deep with our head inwards? It's like we always have something left in corporeality that's holding us back.
Correct. We need more effort, more prayer.
But
But it'll happen. Just understand that it does not depend only on you, but on everyone, all of Bnei Baruch, especially your ten, but also all of Bnei Baruch. Nevertheless, to make corrections in the stage called the last generation is not a simple thing. You have to turn everyone and get everyone.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, how can I make a real effort to unite friends and the Creator as one within the ten?
I can't tell you. Read everything Rabash writes about the unity in the ten and try to realize it as if you've never read it before.
Да, Раф, вот в продолжении товарища из Алматы, когда мы говорим о точке.
Thank you, Raf. Continuing our friend from Almaty, when we're talking about this point, that better my death than life, there is still like this fear on myself, or is it entirely already towards the Creator?
We need to get closer, according to what Rabash advises us to do, and then we'll discover these answers. I don't want to place conditions that will then require things of us in the last point of connection, because we're still not in it. So why should I put you under this condition? It's like you've entered school and they now give you a test from the last class, the highest. How can you understand it? You can't even understand what they want from you. So let's advance.
Которое описывается в третьем отрывке, человек хочет заключить с Творцом духовный союз. Как правильно его заключать? И вот.
A person wants to make a covenant with the Creator. How to correctly make this covenant? What are the conditions for it?
This is simple. You are telling the Creator, I sign an agreement with you. I'm putting my signature on a blank page, and you will later fill this page and sign it.
Means questions, please.
Ekaterinburg
2. Well, good and pleasure. Does a created being need to receive according to the program of the Creator, the purpose of creation?
The feeling of the good who does good in all of our vessels.
PT 27. Is this the point of the heart that is requesting from the Creator that the will to receive shall die?
We don't want the will to receive to die, but our intention is in order to receive, that should disappear.
What do I need to see this new in the ten? And what can I give them if I have nothing inside me?
You can give them support. Nothing but support. You don't understand, you don't feel spirituality, it doesn't matter. As much as you can support and lift others, then you're doing it. And then your support, even though you can't feel it, will eventually become spiritual support.
Additional question from Khifa. In a state of death, can I feel something in the ten? In a state of death, we also feel in the ten. Back 38. Can I think about my friends and form a connection with the Creator through thoughts on them?
Yes.
Piti 33.
How not to get confused between better my death than life, because I'm receiving blows to my will to receive, to better my death than life, because I cannot attain the quality of bestowal.
I'm better off dead than alive when I'm getting blows in life. That has not to do with spirituality, and it's not accepted. Rather, what's accepted are only sorrow and inability to obtain a spiritual goal, meaning connection and love between us and
Moscow 8. What does it mean to be in a spiritual process of correction, and how do we perform this process?
The spiritual process of correction can be scrutinized only in the connection between us. Just understand that if we're talking about spiritual life inside the society, and then inside the society we wish to reveal the Creator so He would dwell among us, this is called spirituality. This is called Kabbalah, reception. If we think of the Creator that He's outside of us, and we yearn for Him, each one individually, this is religion. That's the difference. The entire wisdom of Kabbalah exists only in the connection between people, and the connection from between them to the Creator, and all the religions are about the connection between man and the Creator. He cries, he asks, and that's what he got. That's what he gets. Meaning, for them, getting ready is something physical, in groups, in prayers, in all kinds of holidays. And for us, the organization is spiritual, internal. We connect between us to one heart, to one man, to one connection. Then the Creator is revealed in us, not relative to each and every one individually, but relative to all of us. If we connect in the 10, we have the revelation of the Creator. If we don't connect, we don't have the revelation of the Creator. That's what we have to come to. Of course, in religions and other methods, they're not talking about the revelation of the Creator. But for us, this is how it is. So the difference is either we connect ourselves in order to become a community, like we have in all periods or methods. The people come somewhere, they pray, they do certain customs. For us, it has to be the connection of the hearts. And then inside the common heart, the connection in the 10 has to precede the connection with the Creator. If you don't connect with the 10, it means that you have no connection with the Creator completely. And turning to the Creator without connection to the 10, that's false. You're not really turning to Him.
How to hold the faith in a state of I'm better off dead?
To simply subjugate himself and to keep on, keep on.
From Chavir 1, how in that state of I'd rather die than live can a person ask for vessels of bestowal if he's in darkness and he also doesn't truly want to bestow?
By an
מסתירים את האמת, והוא אומר שנטל את האמת ושחרור לארץ.
כן, כן, כן.
So also the truth is hidden. Everything's false, basically.
Yes, yes, everything is false. That's
so
good.
How do we turn the false to truth?
Have patience and learn how you come to the falsehood. From the falsehood, you're into the truth.
Yeah, so the wisdom of Kabbalah brings us to truth, basically. That's what it's about.
Yes, that's the whole matter of the study. What else do you need to learn? We're in this world for a few years to rise from falsehood to truth.
Why does it happen like that then?
Because only in this world, only in this time that is considered that you live in this world, you have a you live in a falsehood. But
false.
Yes. So what do you want from me? Guys, you have to go into the words that are written. You have to be confused. It's very good that you don't really know your right from your left. And after these confusions and everything you look, you're searching for, you'll understand it's impossible. Just by coming closer to the Creator. And then you'll pray. And you'll get an additional illumination that will help you see what truth and false is. It's not according to what you understand in new discernments already. And this is how it will fall into place.
Почему так написано, что, ну, получается,
Hello. Why does it say here that turns out that Adam and Eve chose pleasure for themselves, and right before that they were in pure bestowal, basically, and then they tasted pleasure for self and they liked it? Why?
Because for the will to receive pleasure in order to receive, is the most natural thing. It's the most natural thing. That's why you feel that they feel that it's much more suitable for them than having some adhesion to in order to bestow. By the vessels, to receive directly into the will to receive is a natural and good thing. You don't need to wrap this action with the intention in order to bestow, because you have to rise above the will to receive for that. You have to evaluate, to value the giver more than the will to receive of oneself, and to disconnect from his own will to receive seemingly, and to appreciate, I say again, to value the giver more than himself. And then, this way, you can perform an action in order to bestow to him. That's a very difficult action. You can't do it alone. But for that, you also need force from above.
А еще вот такое падение получается, оно продолжает. Падение.
Turns out that this descent continues to the very lowest point. They understand that it kills them, but they can't stop, or they just don't understand that it kills them.
They can't. While they receive light that enters into the vessel in order to receive, they cannot change their ways until they completely, completely fall. There is no strength to stop the receiving in order to receive in the middle. Where do you take this strength?
We continue. Now you understand why the reward in the Torah is intended only for the ripe bodies, It is because the whole purpose of the Torah is to correct the sin of the tree of knowledge, which induced the confusion of the conduct of the sustenance of reality. It is for this correction that the Torah was given, to elevate the 288 sparks to Kedusha once more. At that time, the conduct of the sustenance will return to the Kedusha, and confusions will cease from the modes of the sustenance of reality. Then people will be brought to their desired wholeness by themselves, solely by the discernment of bitter and sweet, which was the first operator prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge. The prophets too speak only of this correction. As our sages said, all the prophets prophesied only for the days of the Messiah. This is the meaning of the restoration of the modes of sustenance of the world under sordid providence, as it was prior to the sin. But for the next world implies the end of the matter, which is the equivalence of form with the Maker. Neither has the eye seen a God besides thee. It is also written that in the days of the Messiah, if Egypt does not rise, corporeality will not be on them, meaning through discernments of good and bad. How to get closer to it?
Truth and false is something we have to scrutinize. For us, in the meantime, in order to receive this truth, and in order to bestow is false. It should be the opposite.
How do we make this calculation in a practical way?
Everything is out of the connection between us and with the Creator. When they start to get from Him upper force, like a patsuf, that receive an upper light from above, how it makes a calculation, how much it's able to receive in order to bestow and how much it can't. This way we correct ourselves. Besides the fact that around us there are other many systems of the klipa, the shell, that we need to disconnect from them, to distance ourselves from them. But basically the whole work is like in the spiritual patsuf, as we learn. It's just that our work in the spiritual patsuf, if we work together, so it's like we learn in the preface or in the study of the Ten Sefirot, all the time in the Ten that is consolidated, increasing and receiving forces, and thus rises more and more. There's nothing else. We don't need to go into all kinds of uncorrected systems of the shell or something else. Only work in the connection in the group and in order to bestow to the Creator. That's why all the stories you have in the Torah, in the Bible, and everything you have that we learned about all those prophets, we don't need them. We don't need them. We don't need anything besides a ten and the Creator. That's it. That's what's ultimately a path for us. All the rest of the things are only to confuse us. The work is only there.
Десятка творец. Это должно стать для меня как бы основным расчетом вообще.
Да. the 10 and the Creator, that should be the one calculation that we do?
Yes, yes, yes. And nothing else. There, in the connection between you, there is Klipa, there is the shell, the Kedusha, the sanctity, and all the worlds, and all the possible states. Everything is there.
It's interesting. What universal kind of advice can you give the friends so that during the day they can make this not the regular calculation of bitter and sweet, but the truth and false?
They have to come together. Either I engage in what I feel good with, what I like egoistically, so that's sweet, or I'm engaging in the connection of the friends, which is not so sweet, it's even bitter. And I connect the whole 10 and I aim it to the Creator. That's our work.
Так, а вот этот расчёт сладкое-горькое, он как бы отменяется вот этим расчётом десятка творец, правда?
So the bitter and sweet is cancelled by the truth and false in the with regards to the 10?
Yes.
Ну или один или другой расчёт.
Why?
It's either this or that, or they both exist.
I have to work on the connection of the friends and from the friends to the Creator. And this should be for me the correction of the vessels. And every time in the correction of the vessels we want to receive the revelation of the Creator, revelation of bestowal, the force of bestowal that will be revealed between us. That's the fruit of the tree of knowledge. That's all. You can do whatever is written in a way that the Creator agrees with you. And He is the one performing the actions, not as you say that you do. There is no such a thing that a Creator being does something.
So the question is, to equalize form with the Creator, I first have to do it with the friend?
That's for sure. You have to be connected with the friend so that the Creator will bestow through the point of connection between you.
But how do I then equalize the form to the friend? What does that mean?
When you have to do whatever you can to bestow to him, to be
Спасибо. Пару вопросов, если позволите. Правильно ли, что на животном уровне творение получает только необходимое?
Few questions, if possible. Is it true that on the animate level, the created being only receives the necessities without surplus and unnecessary surplus, and so? So he has no need for the truth and false scrutiny.
That's correct.
So it turns out that what's good, bitter for, what's sweet for me in the beginning is true. So why do I need to get confused? There's a higher truth, like Kabbalists say, but why?
We have to reach states that bitter and sweet will change their form. If you know that it's harmful for you, then you can't feel the sweetness in a fruit if you can be certain it will harm you. Then all its sweetness will seem to you as bitter. You can't hear.
So it turns out that about the scrutiny of bitter and sweet, that I'm not...
Mach 29. Is it correct that the serpent actually helps us?
Without the serpent, we'd stay as beasts, as Adam and Eve were before they ate from the tree of knowledge. The difference between man and animal is that the man ate from the tree of knowledge.
Yeah.
Woman Hebrew, what is the correction of the sin of the tree of knowledge?
The correction is that we receive the method of being in faith above reason and raise ourselves and thus become as the Creator.
Why
did the Creator send the serpent to cause Eve to sin?
For the power of the serpent to enter Adam, and then all humans will have the poison of the serpent so they can tell good from bad, that being as the serpent is bad and being above that as the Creator is good, and by the choice between them, they can then become humans, meaning as the Creator, like the Creator.
Woman Hebrew, what does it mean to disconnect from the systems of the klipa, the shell?
To be above in order to receive.
PT2. It is written in the article that Chava sanctified herself to give contentment to the Creator. How did she give contentment to the Creator even though she went against his commandment not to eat from the tree of knowledge?
I didn't understand. Eve did something right. She thought she can do this action of receiving in order to bestow. This is called eating from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, but she didn't know she couldn't. She didn't have the strength for that. On the contrary, as she began to perceive, to absorb the fruit of the tree of knowledge, she felt great sweetness there, which meant she could make a big action, a great action of bestowal, and that's why she went for it, because she didn't feel the prohibition. Adam did have the prohibition, and she didn't, and that's why she did it. That's something we're going to have to clarify more later on.
Woman Hebrew, is eating from the tree of knowledge a necessary condition for a person to want the correction in our age?
If man would not eat from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, then he would not sin, and then he'd have nothing to correct. Then he would not attach vessels of reception to himself, and he would not be able to become as Adam, in similar to the Creator, by corrections. Then he would just be as an angel. Before the sin, man, Adam, is like an angel. He doesn't want anything bad. Only after he sinned and connected to himself the vessels of reception from the vacant space. So now, after the sin, he can sin and correct. Sin and correct. That's why all of our steps towards the final correction is by recognition of evil. And it's not that we make the evil, it's what became revealed in that same sin of Adam HaRishon. We each time receive a bit more of that sin and then correct it and correct it.
An additional question, will there be a generation where there will be no need for this sin?
That will be the generation of the final correction. After the final correction, there won't be any
world.
Akudim is considered that there is one kli, one screen, and receives one light. That's why it's called Akudim. Akud meaning bound. It's bound, connected. And this will be revealed to us. When we start to study Nikudim, then it will be clear to us what Akudim is. Akudim is very simple. I receive, I have something in the Rosh, in the head, that I feel the host and what he's giving me. I decide what I want to receive from him in order to bestow. I clothe the part that he wants to give me with reflected light. What I clothe with the reflected light, I take from the Rosh to the goof into me. And this form is called Akudim, where I bind it in my intention in order to